Today's shir is the beginning of Kuf Mem Aleph. Dine Hakore Uhamakre. So here we go. Aleph. Tzarech Likros Me'umad. One has to be standing when reading the Torah. V'afil Lismoch Atzma L'Kosel O La'amud Oser. And even to lean on a wall or on a pillar or something like that is prohibited. Ele'im Kein Hubal Boser. Unless the person is obese and can't do it in any other way. Then the Ramah says, V'chein hachazen hakore tzorech lamoid im hakore. And so too the one who is actually reading should be standing along with him as well, as the Ola. Okay, Aleph, Mishnah Berurah, tzorech likros ma'uman hakriya shekorim b'tzibur, the reading in public, v'yafinenze midechsiv, it's learned out from the pasuk, v'ata po amod imadi, and you here stand with me. Mashmas implied, shefil Hashem yizborach, hamakre lemoshe hayoymed kivyachol. So kivyachol is if you could say such a thing, but we learned that Hashem was, so to speak, standing with Moshe. Im kein, kol shekein, how much more so shall call Yisrael? So you have to be standing with an ema, this fear and respect for Hashem who's giving the Torah. V'amrin and oh, we say even more. K'shem shenitna be'ema, just like the Torah was given originally with an ema, with a fear. Kach anatzrichin linhoig bo be'ema. We have to approach it and conduct ourselves with an ema and a respect. But technically speaking, if for whatever reason the person did, after the fact, read from the Torah and they were sitting down, then you don't have to go back and repeat it again. Beis, even to lean and support yourself. Even a small minor leaning. Like, for example, someone's leaning on a stender or something. And if you pull away the stender, the person will not fall. That's like a slight thing. Still should not be done. Because you have to be standing with this type of fear. There's it against a wall. Gimel, a pillar or something like that. Now, this is actually the beam of which you're reading upon it, so not to be resting on that as well. Dalad Elaim Kane, who Baabos, this person is obese. Vehu Adin Chole Ozokain Harbe Shekashlo Amida Belis Micha. So this would be the same thing for a person who was ill or they're very old and they can't stand without any type of support. Achizosh Yismoch Ketzas, it should only be a little bit. Velo Yismoch Kokach Ad Sheim Yinate Hoso Dover Yipol. It shouldn't be such a complete leaning on that if it's a light leaning, but if it's such an extent that you took the object away, the person would fall. Veim Iyav Shalol Yismoch Kiim Beinyan Zeh. But if they can't, that's the only way to do it. Who tzarech sad l'tamcho needs us to support him, then mukher gam bezeh. Then it would be allowed, technically speaking. Ach lo yisha'in al hamapa sh'al hashulchan sh'tashmish kedushahu ela al hashulchan atzmo. But you shouldn't be on like the table cloth, as we call like things on top of the sitor, because that is the has tashmishi kedusha. So you should be on the shulchan itself. Sivkat in hay. V'chein chazen hakare, so to the one who is reading alongside, hu hadin hasagan ha'oimid etzel ha'sefer Torah, so to this is the one who is standing next to him from the Shari frame, v'od kosov sham pa'amim sha'sefer Torah aruka gedola harbe, sometimes the sefer Torah is very long and it's very large, v'hakare tzarech likreis mitoch ha'kisav, you have to read see what you're reading. V'chein ha'ola tzorech liros b'sefer Torah, mashem makri lefonov, likros achrav belachash, as we'll learn, you're supposed to be reading along quietly, along with them, so you have to see what you're reading. V'yeshar lehem liros b'rosh hadaf, im lo kishashochin atzmon somach l'sefer Torah. And it's impossible for them to see it unless they're gonna, you know, they have to lean up close to it, you know, it's the top of the page, wherever you're too far away. You could be lenient, because everyone sees, shein smicha zu derech gaiva. It's not like a haughtiness of being arrogant that that's what they're doing, right? The one who they're standing, they're straight up. He's like bent over to try to see it. He's able to, you know, still show his fear, although he's being supported by the table. The same thing also applies to like the gabbai over there. Sha'al piroiv avodoso hu shehutz oich biyod osi mekesef lehoriz lefine hakori be'ezeh. Shura v'teva shehu oimid ato. Right, he's showing along the it's like the yad we call it, right. It's made out of silver. He points to him and he shows what was over there. Lefamim sometimes iev shalo ki'im kishashoch. He has to bend over atzma v'somichal hashulchan mutter. So he can't reach it. He has to lean down. That is allowed because again it's not done with the gaiva. It's still done with this ema. Ah, however, yizohar should be careful. Sheachar sheyikrip. Hashurois halyonos, after those top lines on the Sefer Torah, the Rosh Ha'om from the top, Yagi lechatzi ha'om, and you get down halfway down, or Korvalo is close to him, She'efshalo liros heitav, belis mich, and now you could see without leaning over, then you should stop. Yizkof mish, also you make yourself like erect from bowing over, bowing down, kidei, shelo yitztarech lios somach klal, you don't have to lean on anything, adkan devorov. Okay. That's the proper conduct. That was Aleph, now we do Beis. Lo yikru'u shnayim, two people shouldn't read, ela ha'oile korev ha'shlich tzibah shosek. The oile reads, and the chazin, we'll call it here the shlich tzibah, the balkori, he's quiet. Oh, the opposite, shlich tzibah kori, the one who's the balkori is going to read, ha'oile lo yikra b'kol ram, should not read out loud, in a loud voice. U'mikomach, nevertheless, tzarechu likros ima shlich tzibah, but he has to read along with him, kidei shlo tehei birchoso levatola, because if he doesn't read, if he just makes the bracha, doesn't read along, that's a bracha levatola. So what do you do? He should read quietly along with him, so you can't really necessarily, you're saying the words, but you don't really actually hear what you're being said. Even if he does, it's not a problem, because it's no different than by davening, as we discussed earlier in Kuf Aleph. Okay, Das Atzma, that's from the Ramah. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah now. Vav, lo yikru shnayim. Two people shouldn't read at the same time, because it brings a famous rule, the Gemara, I think it's in Megillah, de tre kale lo mishtame. You can't hear two voices at the same time. So therefore, if two people are reading, you're not going to be able to make it out. Shliach tzibur shosik, so then the chazan is going to be the shliach tzibur means the balkori, is going to be quiet. Mihu im ha'ole toeh. But if the one who got the aliyah has made a mistake, binakudos, he read the word wrong, obatamim, or even with the trop, Rav Chaim Brisker was makpid on he'd be ma'akiv, he'd stop people even for laning incorrectly with the wrong laning, Messiah Balach, she should, quietly correct him. Ches, oshliach tzibakor, or the balkor is going to read, chmin hagenu achshav, this is what we do nowadays, shel olam hashliach tzibur kore afilik ish'ola hubaki. Even if you called up a guy himself, he knows how to lane, he can do it blindfold. He's a wonderful balkor, nevertheless, he does not read his own aliyah, certainly in the Ashkenazic circles. Amongst the Sephardim, though, you would find that. If it doesn't have to be, but if a person would want to read his aliyah, he's allowed to. He does. Seen it very frequently in Sephardic shuls. But by the Ashkenazim, so nobody does it. Because imagine how embarrassing it would be if, it's a Shabbos morning and six out of seven people get up there and they just lane their own aliyahs, and you don't. You're the only one who doesn't know how to lane. V'gam yimotsu harbe she'en yodim betov. Likros hanakudos v'atamim v'yirtzu likros. There's lots of times that there are people who are not experts, right? They don't know it, and they're going to want to do it. So that's not going to be good. V'atibra ein yotze b'kriyosan. They're not going to yotze if this guy's a kriya. V'chesheyim na'um mikriya also le'inetzuye. And it's going to make a machlokas. So we don't do it. It's interesting. In some shuls, even let's say somebody is not really necessarily a balkori, but you remember his bar mitzvah parsha from 30 years ago. So he can do it. It's decent. It's not like, flawless, but hey, he gets through it. He gets through the same way he got through 30 years ago. He gets through it every day. So some places are machbid. Some shuls will not let a person lane their bar mitzvah parsha unless they really are a balkori. They know how to do it correctly. They make the joke. There's a balkori, means you're not reading, and a baalkori. You want a baal, a person who's a master, who knows how to lane, not just someone who's a balkori. Okay, the test. We should read along with him. He's looking along. He's following. He's reading along. Because if not, it's a bracha levatola in yud. Because he's not making a bracha. We saw this in yesterday's shiur that he's making the bracha for himself. He's not making it for everybody. So reads along yud alf benachas. Why is it quietly? Because of our rule to trekale lo mishtane. Because two voices you can't pay attention to. Lo shaycha ki'im b'kore b'kol ram. But that's only if they're very loud voices. If one's just in a whisper and one's very loud, that would be good. And you get it, he should do it so he shouldn't hear his own voice. Shlo yash mia la ozno. I'm the base Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Karo, Shehevi sa'ad lezeb, mi sefer ha'zohar. Okay, we talked about this, I think, when we were back in Kuf Yud. kvalif, I mean, by davening, alpi zohar, according to Shulchan Aruch, what? You say the words of Shemona Esrei quietly, so you actually hear what you're saying it silently, but no one else around you should hear. But alpi zohar, it's brought down that you shouldn't even hear it. That's how silent it is. Okay, so it's the same idea over here as well. Yud Gimel. Afilu mashmiya, even if he reads loud enough that he could hear, wrote Salomon, after Yoiser Tov, the better practice is Shlo Hashmiya Oznom, that he should not be able to hear it. Because Malcolm, I mashmiya, if he is loud enough, Gam Kin Lake Lamechash, it's not the thing something we have to be so concerned about. Dilo Odif Mitzafila, Shetiknu Gam Kin Belachash, it's no different, no worse than the Davening, which is originally set up to be Belachash quietly. Filhochi, nevertheless, Mashmiya Lozno, if you do hear it, then you are Yote, Kitel El Simon, Kuf Aleph, Siv Beis, Hochi, Nami, Kain. Same thing applies over here as well. Okay, Gimel, Sif Gimel, Yesh Nogin Lahamid Misha Makre Laola Mila Bemila, Va'achar Shagoymer Hamakre Hamila Omra Haola. So some people have the thing, they put someone there who they prompt them. They give him like to it word by word, and after the guy who prompts him gives the word, then the person gets the aliyah, then he reads it afterwards. Okay, Yudalit Achar Shagoymer, Roitzalom means like this. The game Shain Omrim Shinehim Bevas Achas, since they are both not speaking the word at the exact same time, Lake Chashash, there's no concern over here, to Trekale Loi Mishtame. He's prompting him, he's spoon feeding it to him so he can able to read the Aliyah, but there's not two people saying at the same time, so then at the end of the day, that is not going to be a problem. Okay, that concludes today's Shir.